I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution is constant for Protestant churches in Russian-controlled regions of Ukraine. A religious freedom watchdog describes substantial fines, barriers, and even church closures handed down by Russian courts this year. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association explains three challenges. One, Protestants are seen as Western agents. Two, they're considered faithful Ukrainians. And three, they live in active war zones. Yet Mock says Christians are stepping forward with a sense of God's calling.
I think that's the key part that we need to remember when we're thinking of the believers that are struggling in these occupied territories. If they leave, who will advance the gospel?
Find your place in the story.
It's very difficult to serve these churches. So the primary thing we do for them right now is we pray.
And a recent report from the World Economic Forum reveals a startling trend. Teenagers across the globe are struggling with reading. New data shows a sharp decline in scores since 2018. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says it's a familiar issue. Keys for Kids produces daily devotionals for children and young adults. Summer reading programs for both age groups began June 1st.
We want to encourage young people to read, but not just to read our devotionals. We want them to be reading God's Word.
It's not too late to join.
Even though it started on June 1st, you can still sign up and you can still earn some really cool prizes as the summer goes on all the way through the end of August.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Pray that reading the Bible daily becomes a new lifelong habit for kids and teens involved in the program. And pray that young people will fall deeply in love with Jesus as they read His Word.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.